All right, Wendell, where are you? What we're going to do is we're going to go back. We're going to take another little Mozartian break. By the way, Wendell, you have that clip again of Hamlin. If you have the clip again of Hamlin, do you want to play that? I think we had about a minute and 15 seconds. Everybody's talking about Hamlin, but few people have actually heard him interviewed. We have an interview with Hamlin. And Wendell, when you bring it up, we move Stevie out. We'll hear probably about a minute of him articulating his vision of what he sees himself as a player on the field. By the way, great debate on my Facebook page. Before we go to Hamlin, Wendell, great debate on my Facebook page about will he play football again? No, he won't. No NFL team will touch him. You don't. If you think that, you know, I got a yacht, the Queen Mary, to sell you in the Gobi Desert. No NFL team, including the Buffalo Bills, will ever let him play again. It doesn't work that way. The risk and the liability is too great. And if you know anything about the NFL, they are one of the most self-protective cartels on the planet. If you don't believe that, go ask Colin Kaepernick. All right, Wendell, we got Hamlin.
You know, just getting comfortable with the other nine guys out there on the field. Really just playing off of each other, playing off of what's in front of us, things like that. But like you said, we've been playing together all through OTAs, all through training camp, and all through preseason. So our chemistry as far as playing with each other, it's already been, you know, kind of intact.
There already.
Yeah, yeah.
You're counting on. It's now been intact. It's about everything
yeah,
else.
So really we're just trying to – it's just all about fitting in the system, playing within the guard rails of the system and doing our job. Really, it's pretty much all the same line of communication. It's just like it's pretty much like a standard. That's what we call it. You know, it's a standard that we all uphold, no matter who's out there. So it's not really too much different than Micah and Poe as far as like communication and things that should be said that we haven't. Mm-hmm. We're not really like changing too much of our scheme or anything like that. It's pretty much just upholding the standard. And it's a big bonus being able to watch two all pros do it exactly how it's supposed to be done. So that's something that I rely on as well. So I might go check out some film and see how Micah did it, or he's right there on the sideline, you know, just to coach me up or let me know some tips or anything of how to do it. But in the same sense, with all that being said, I am my own player. So when I do get out there, I got to be myself within the system.
All right, when I have to be my own self, and he is his own self, very articulate young man, very thoughtful. He's given back to the community with his toy drive, you know, $2,500 that he set out, a toy drive for the kids around Christmas time. Now it's over $8 million. I have to tell you, an outpouring. You never know. I've said it many, many times about life. You don't know on life's road what's around the next bend. I asked Wendell the question on January 1st, who ever heard of a Damar Hamlin? On January 3rd, 2 days later, the whole world has heard of him. Somebody said something one time, Wendell, that always stuck with me, a young lady that was a nurse, and she was sexually assaulted, and it became national news. I mean, it became a major issue. I never will forget what she said when she was interviewed. She said, you know what? I would like to be known for something I did, not for something that was done to me. I said this, Wendell, and I'll say it again. The toy drive that Hamlin set up now, everybody and their grandma has given to it. I mean, everybody who's anybody. Tens of millions of dollars probably, you know, will come into that toy drive. And Hamlin, that and the global notoriety he's gotten, if he could reset and go back to that moment, that fatal moment in Cincinnati and that play, if he could wipe that play off the slate and say it never happened, Hamlin would give up every penny of those millions. Hamlin would give up all the notoriety and fame to get back to playing football again. He would love to do that. That would be, certainly if he could reset it, he would.